So, if you would be so kind, I'm going to hand the microphone over to Mother Jamuna, and she's going to share a little bit these particular prayers, how she engages the role of prayer in chanting the holy name nicely.
Hare Krishna. I really didn't know I was going to be doing this.
But I
thought we were just, my job, we were going to chant this wonderful prayer.
We can do that later. Came that one later.
So I really wish that I had, the thing I probably would have liked to have shared with you most in the way of prayers was something that at a japa retreat in Ojai, Niranjan Swami was there visiting Giridhar Maharaj, and he had a song book that he had compiled of many of our Vaishnava prayers that either had a purport by Srila Prabhupada or by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he had taken that responsibility of going deeply into the prayers, both to vibrate them in Sanskrit or in Bengali, in a very deep way, and to study their purport. And at the end of that book, he had collated a few prayers that he chanted before he began his japa every day. So at Srisi Radhabana Bihari Mandir, we've been vibrating those prayers. And what I'd like to do, since I haven't memorized the English translation of those prayers, we could vibrate them in Sanskrit, and then I can send an email to various temples with those prayers, so that if you choose to vibrate them before your japa in the morning, it might be very powerful, because they're just prayers glorifying the holy name. They're invocations to make yourself receptive to chanting the holy name and honoring the holy name, especially in relationship to japa. So, Dinatarini Prabhu, you want to recite those prayers? Mister. Tribandabangim rupam venurandra karanchitam gopi mingalanadyastam sobitam nandanandanam. His form bent in three places, his hands around the holes of his flute, the son of Nanda Maharaj stands resplendent amidst a circle of gopis. Avigyam kurumale tvam harinama japeshu cha siradha krishna yodasyam dehimale tu prartaye nama chintamani rupam namaiva paramagati namna parataram nashti tasman nama upasmahe nama yagyo mahayagya kalo kalma sanasanam krishna chaitanya pritarte nama yagya samarpanam patita pavana nama nishtaraya naradamam radha krishna svarupaya chaitanyaya namo namaha tvam male sarvadevanam sarva siddhi pradamata tena satyena me siddhim dehi matar namostute. So each of these prayers is a prayer to the mala before chanting, asking to destroy inauspiciousness, asking to increase our worship and love for the holy name, asking to destroy offenses against the holy name, and praying for the mercy of the holy name. Bandhanam is one of the nine processes of devotional service. And once Srila Prabhupada was in Indore, and Prabhupada was witnessing devotees chanting together. And well, there's several nice stories about Prabhupada with japa, but this particular one, after the end of the japa session, he said, "Unless we hear nicely and chant nicely, how can we remember? We cannot remember. All remembrance of Krishna is by hearing nicely and chanting nicely." So how we define Prabhupada would use simple words. So what does nicely mean to us? Nicely means practically an unlimited ocean of change, what Pajavali Prabhu was speaking about. And change we must. Change happens no matter whether we're conscious of it or not. It's something that is part of Krishna's glory. So if we become conscious of the change by hearing nicely and chanting nicely, then smaranam, then remembrance comes. And then when we remember nicely, we want to pray to Krishna for more, 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 more of that. So there's a wonderful book called Amritavani, which is a collation of statements that were made by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And if any of you have a chance to go deeper into prayer, please read the section on prayer of instructions Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati gave on this subject matter. We also have been studying those before Bhagavatam class for about the last 5 years. Many of these statements are very, very, very potent. So prayer is a personal thing, an individual thing. That means the private prayers that we have that we may create. So far as prayers, I have another statement by Srila Prabhupada that Maharaj was in some way acknowledging our little tiny attempts to pray by chanting Sharanagati together. There's the one instruction from 1969 when we were living at John Lennon's Tittenhurst estate very temporarily before the London Temple was opened in December of 69. So in the morning, and this is very special, this because in much of Prabhupada Lila, I don't recall any section of time where Prabhupada personally took time to pray every morning. So the schedule was such that Prabhupada was up between 1 and 2, and he had his personal servant, Purushottam Prabhu, and somehow I was, he was a secretary, somehow I was engaged in Prabhupada's personal service a good deal of the time during this section. And so we would have an arti in front of Prabhupada's little Radha and Krishna deities. They were very small, 6-inch high deities. He had in his closet there. And so Purushottam Prabhu and Prabhupada and I, we would have a Mangal arti there at 3 a.m. And then at 4:30 a.m., there was a Mangal arti in the harpsichord recital hall that we had as a temple. And then Srila Prabhupada would take his Ayurvedic medicine. Then he would take a morning walk. And immediately after the morning walk, before his breakfast, he sat in his room and he either played harmonium, or which he played like no one else on the planet, and or a drum, or sometimes a pair of kartals. And he would pray. He would sing the prayers, two prayers, of either Bhaktivinod Thakur or of either Narottam Das Thakur. And Purushottam and I used to, you know, just sit out of sight from Srila Prabhupada and listen. This listening to Prabhupada praying was like there was something so extraordinary from the Vaikuntha planets. He wasn't with other devotees just praying. So one time I was sitting on the stairs, and just quiet, I didn't make any, the stairs didn't squeak, nothing. And Prabhupada stopped in the middle of the prayer and he said, "Yamuna?" "Yes, Srila Prabhupada, come in." So I came up. into this room? And he said, really humbly, he said, so you like this? You like this? And of course I immediately began to cry and said, so sweet. So he said, these prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur Anatam Das Thakur, nobody can compose prayers like these. He said, so, have you ever been in a lightning storm? So, everybody think right now, have you ever been in a lightning storm? Raise your hands if you have. So Srila Prabhupada said, the first thing that comes is fear. So I had been in a lightning storm where I was in the middle of a lake like this, and it was surrounded by very high amphitheater of mountains. It was above tree level, about 8,000 feet. And a lightning storm came, and I was in a raft in the middle of the lake. And the lightning was coming down in bolts just all around me. So fear was there. Prabhupada said, these prayers of Thakur Bhaktivinoda Anartam Das Thakur. He said, just like there is fear in the heart from lightning, they will strike your heart and purify it, if you hear nicely. And he said, so pleased, chant these prayers, study these prayers. So it took me so long before we were inspired 4 years ago with a group of very young devotees to do this, to study these prayers, and this is our fourth year. And the potency from that has spread now, so our whole valley is deeply engaged in trying to relish these prayers because it was Prabhupada's instruction. So that's one thing I can say about prayer.
Could you, from the time that you received those prayers from Niranjan Maharaj, and you began before chanting japa, reciting them. Can you describe, there's something I'd like to enter into, but I haven't done because I've... What's subjectively or energetically, what has been your experience from doing that?
Huge connection and appreciation for the gift of the holy name. That... just like we all have families that we love, we do so much for our families, that is responsible householders that are Krishna conscious, they put huge amount of energy into their families. Sannyasis put huge amount of energy into their service and their families. Each ashram does. Putting that same kind of energy and focus into an invocation to beg the mercy of the holy name is very powerful. Yeah, and Dina can answer. So it's this is the power of this Vandanam, and it's unlimited again because the holy name is unlimited. So just by vibrating this, like people were saying yesterday, vibrating Hare Krishna and Rama and hearing nicely, by vibrating these prayers and hearing them, trying to let them go into the heart, it naturally sets a very transcendental mood, an invocation for chanting the holy name. Can those that have been to Radhavana Bihari Mandir and chanted those prayers, can you confirm that that effect is on you, Yadavara Prabhu? Yeah. And Hari Priya? Everybody who, Vishaka, all of us that do this, we just feel just very cleansed by that. Dina has other words to say.
For me, adding that to the morning program before beginning the chanting has been an amazing connection, amazing revelation in particularly to remind us immediately and succinctly that the holy name is a person, that we are praying by chanting, we are praying to a person, and we are asking Nam Prabhu, the person, the holy name, to please give us this special mercy. And ironically enough, in these prayers, one of them is referring to Nam Prabhu in the masculine, and one is referring non-Prabhu and the feminine. Oh, Mother, please destroy inauspiciousness in chanting. So everything is there. It's like a compendium of beautiful prayers for the sole purpose of pulling us into this mood of prayer and this mood of begging for the mercy of the holy name. And we have found a tremendous difference in our ashram by doing that.